Welcome back. Hour one of The Zone. What's so funny back there, Chuckles?
Headband's cutting up.
Listen, Headband, how dare you make Big Baby laugh? He is to be miserable. Someday somebody's going to rescue you after years stuck in the producer's box.
Help me.
They won't let me out.
Crazy story out of Cleveland. I'm certainly not making light of it. It is a really sad and tragic story, but crazy. Now, the only thing that is somewhat humorous is the guy who helped rescue these women out of Cleveland. I don't know if you heard this story yet.
The hero. Yeah, it was disgusting.
He's being pegged as a hero, but the interview was quite amusing. This dude, he is going to be the new Antoine Dotson. You will be hearing an auto-tuned version of this gentleman's interview in the not-too-distant future.
This is so sad that we're even talking about
this. I know.
Hey,
look, I'm glad they were rescued, but it is a crazy story. A crazy story of a guy who lives in Cleveland that had kidnapped three women over the last decade.
Yeah, like 13 years.
And the dude, like, lived there. I mean, he was out barbecuing with people. I mean, it was all good. It is insane. Insane. We'll share it in a second. This segment brought to you in part by our friends at Sherry's Berries. And again, I told you, this is something you actually can.
You didn't bring me a berry.
You know what? I didn't. I have a couple left.
So
giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings, and you can double the berries for just $10 more. Go to the microphone on berries.com. It's berries.com. Type in zone in the microphone, and you can double your berries for just 10 bucks more. So that's $29.99 and double the berries. I've told you before, they're dipped in white milk or dark chocolatey goodness, chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and 40% off. Enormous, romantic, fresh, juicy, mouthwatering. That's important for Valentine's Day. They don't need to be so romantic if it's your mother, because it's Mother's Day coming up. But look, you can actually get these sent to mom. This is something where you can actually take care of mom, and you don't have to, she doesn't have to come here to get them.
You know what? I'm so unbelievably blessed this year. I get to spend Mother's Day with my mother. I'm headed to Canada on Thursday.
Jealous.
Boom.
Good for you.
I know. It doesn't happen. Like,
how's the weather up there this time of year?
Honest to gosh. Promise you, Saturday when it was 40 here, it was 76 at home.
What's
yesterday, 86 at home. It was like a heat wave. Like, we don't even get 86 in July most days. It's ridiculous.
What's going on?
But now that it's starting to warm up here, it'll freeze up there. It's all good. And it's my luck due to the fact that I'm going there on Thursday. The high on Friday is 54.
Is this the Christina LeCure United States Canada weather teeter-totter? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you.
If it goes up here, it goes down here. And if it goes up here, it goes down here?
Well, all of our cold weather comes straight from Canada. Have you not heard of the Alberta Clipper? It comes straight from Alberta, where I'm from, straight down here and hits us right at Little Rock. And that's, you know, you've seen the weather, how it kind of comes, basically the coldest weather comes right to about us, everything north. Yeah, it's all my fault.
Weather Ninja, I don't know if you're familiar with the Christina LeCure Canadian United States teeter-totter weather syndrome, but apparently it is all too real. Anyway, if I were you, here's what I would do. I would send
berries
ahead of time. So you show up, and mom, while she's excited to see you, will be doubly excited to see you because A, you're home. B, you sent her double the berries for Mother's Day. Thank you very much.
Boom.
You can call if you're not familiar with the internet. 866-FRUIT-02. I know you are, but some people aren't. 866-FRUIT-02 or berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in zone and get the deal. Okay, Christina, you have an event coming up you want to let people know about.
I do. I'm very, very, very excited about it. I'm a part of the whole day, but I'm actually doing a clinic in the morning. It's Monday, May 20th. At Pleasant Valley, one of your favorite courses here, one of mine, I know that. Pleasant Valley, Monday, May 20th, I'm going to be doing a clinic. So men, for Mother's Day, get your wives participating in my clinic for ladies only. It's going to be Monday, May 20th at 7 a.m. at Pleasant Valley Country Club. I'm going to be doing a clinic. It's only 12 women are allowed. So it's first come, first serve. There's a few spots available. It's $250. Breakfast and lunch is included and 4 hours of instruction with me. What we're going to do is we're going to do a short game to begin with. Then we're going to go to the driving range. And then we're actually going to play some holes. So we're going to get out on the golf course and we're going to walk through how to play golf. I know that sounds silly, but a playing lesson. And playing lessons, in my opinion, are more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for $250, you can come out there and get basically 5 hours with me and food and drinks in Pleasant Valley. It's going to be a great day. So get your mothers hooked up on that for Mother's Day. You can check out all the information for the event at MissArkansasCharityGolf.com. And then to sign up for, you can register for the actual tournament, which is the same day at Pleasant Valley. It's a 1 o'clock shotgun. It's a shamble. And lunch is at 11, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres to follow after the tournament. One of the coolest things about this, and I'm dead serious, one of the coolest things I've ever seen, is they're doing two things. First, anyone who participates, so it's a four-man team, gets a free round at Corencia, which is the number one rated golf course in Mexico. It's exclusive. It's private. You play in Miss Arkansas Charity Golf Tournament on Monday, May 20th. You get a round at Corencia.
Now, that part's actually open to guys, too.
That part is open to guys. The morning event with me is women-only teaching seminar. Afternoon, four-man scramble, men or women, whatever you want. Starts at 1 o'clock shotgun, food, booze, the whole thing's all included. And then they're doing a helicopter ball drop. Hey, Justin, do you want to buy a ticket? Asked you like 10 times.
43rd time, yes.
Yes. $10 to buy a helicopter ball drop ticket closest to the pin of the ball that 1,500 balls are going to be dropped out of a helicopter. There is a chance for $25, $50, or $100,000 cash if your ball is the closest one to the pin. There's a couple things on that, but it's a 50-50. They're giving away a Rolex watch, $10,000 in cash, a Camaro for hole-in-one prizes. So MissArkansasCharityGolf.com. You can register for that. And for my clinic, call 501-258-0304 to register for the clinic on Monday, May 20th.
Very good.
Cool. A
couple other items here. Arkansas and Tennessee playing this weekend in Fayetteville. We still have tickets for the Saturday and Sunday games, I believe. We gave away Friday tickets yesterday as our for our Game Ball and Jockstrap Award of the Week. The Saturday game is going to be televised by CST. And I guess it's just in Northwest Arkansas then. So just Cox Sports, not necessarily down here. I thought it was going to be on Comcast as well. So maybe not. I'll try to get details on that, but it looks like maybe just in Northwest Arkansas. You know what? You need to go up, though. It's your last chance to see him before the postseason, at least at home. One other golf-related note I thought you would find interesting, and maybe you wouldn't find it so surprising. I did. I would have figured, you know, people in football, basketball would have been big on gambling, but there was a task force, apparently, because the NCAA loves task forces, put in place 9 years ago to address gambling issues among college athletes. The NCAA has made some progress in curbing potentially dangerous behavior. Several trends revealed, though, are troubling for the NCAA's enforcement division, with one sport in particular emerging as a major concern, and that is college golf. According to the NCAA's data, 21.3% of male college golfers in Division I admitted to gambling on sports at least once a month, a rate more than double athletes from any other sport, which